I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Scientists have long speculated that fishing might be impacting evolution. Now, a new study out of UConn says it's happening, and right here in Connecticut. The idea that fishing for fun at your favorite lake could change how a fish evolves is relatively new, but Jan Michael Hessenauer says it's real. He says fish seem to be developing slower metabolisms to avoid getting caught by fishermen, and it all begins with the idea that fish have different
personalities, if you will. So some fish, just like people, are more aggressive. Some fish are more exploratory than others.
Hessenauer, a PhD candidate at UConn, says the current theory is that personality is tied to metabolic rate. Fish with a higher metabolism need more energy than those with a low one.
So to maintain the same basic functions, growth, reproduction, survival, etc., a high metabolic rate fish is going to need to consume more prey. And as a result, because angling is sort of a predatory act, the fish thinks it's eating something when it gets captured. A high metabolic rate fish is going to be exposed to angling more frequently than a low metabolic rate fish.
Which means that fish with higher metabolisms might be less likely to survive in lakes where there's angling. To test this, Hessenauer analyzed largemouth bass in Connecticut. He compared fish from public lakes frequented by recreational fishermen to unexploited ones from private drinking water reservoirs, which have been undisturbed for almost a century.
So what we found was that the unexploited individuals did indeed have a higher metabolic rate than the exploited fish.
Or, put another way, largemouth bass are evolving slower metabolisms. They're becoming less aggressive. Largemouth bass are predators, so Hessenauer says if they're less aggressive, that could allow lesser prey species in a lake to flourish. And he says going forward, the state may need to modify how it breeds largemouth bass to preserve lake ecology and make it more likely that the bass will take your bait the next time you go fishing. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.